Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
From the Colorado League studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. You're listening to Colorado League Radio, and it's opening weekend out in Frisco, Colorado, and I love it. We're getting to talk with the Olson family, Tamara, Sophia, Bella. Thanks very much for joining us.
We're happy to be here.
Well, Tamara, you have two great daughters with you. Tell me, what was it about Colorado League that prompted you all to get involved?
Well, the kids have been riding mountain bikes since they were little tiny kiddos, and we lived in Michigan at the time, and it was just a great family. It was great family time is what it was. And when we moved out to Colorado, Bella, we were seeking out some clubs for her, and where we were living at the time, there wasn't much offered. So we found Boulder Junior Cycling, and I would drive her down to Boulder twice a week for practice. And through Boulder Junior Cycling, she met so many friends. She had such a great time racing. And when she went into high school, I believe it was Heather Ermiger, mentioned it to Bella. Hey, there's this league out here. I help out at times. It's really a great program. And Bella took it from there. I think she contacted Kate, and she raced for her entire high school career as an independent because we didn't have a team at the time up there. And it was amazing. It was just so welcoming. And I don't want to speak for Bella, but I feel as a family, we were so welcomed right away and never felt like we were teamless. It was just like a big family.
Bella, how old were you when you moved from Michigan to Colorado?
Oh, I believe I was 12.
Whoa, so a tough age to move away from friends and come into a new area. So actually, Boulder Junior Cycling for you was really important.
Yeah, I met a lot of really great friends through Boulder Junior Cycling that I'm still friends with today, and it just pushed me to be a better person every single day and focus on something that was really important to me, which was mountain biking, and being able to do the high school league for 4 years was incredible, and I was an independent for all 4 years. I lived in Winter Park. We didn't have a team, but Fairview down in Boulder, that was where a lot of my friends went to school. They kind of adopted me in and let me hang out with them. And I felt like I always had a place, even though I was an independent.
So in a way you had friends on a team, but you couldn't race with them. You were independent. Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Sophia, what was it like for you to see your sister doing this? Were you a little envious?
Well, at the time, I really liked biking, but I wasn't that serious about it. I was more serious about gymnastics. So I would go to the races and cheer her on, and it always looked super fun. But I wasn't really quite sure if I wanted to really do it once I got to high school, but I'm really glad I got into it.
So are you an independent, or are you racing with Fairview, or did your school actually start a team?
My school, which is in Granby, Colorado, started a team, I think it was 3 years ago, and I race for them, which is Middle Park, and it's my first year.
Now, Bella, are you continuing to stay competitive in mountain bike racing?
Yeah, so I raced with CSU, where I go to college for my freshman year. And I want to continue racing with them. I took a little break my sophomore year just because of financial reasons, but I'm hoping that I can start up again soon.
And Tamara, what's it like for you to see your daughters doing so well in the sport?
I am just so proud of them. I'm proud of the dedication and the hard work, the heart that they have. And yesterday at the race, Sophia's first race, first of all, I was just so excited to be there again. The feeling was still there. The league is probably 5 times bigger than I remember it, but that feeling, that family feeling was still there. And Sophia was coming down her last lap, the last part of the race, and I was cheering her on, and she looked up and gave me the biggest smile. And it was awesome. It really, what it gives the kids in life skills and what they can carry with them, I think is just invaluable.
Sophia, yesterday was your first mountain bike race ever?
It wasn't my first mountain bike race ever, but it was my first high school race because over the summer I did some of the epic single track races. So that was fun.
Now, you were saying that you were interested in gymnastics a little while ago. Tell me the difference, or is there a lot of similarity to being on a team in gymnastics as opposed to the Colorado League?
Well, gymnastics is a super individual sport, and it's really intense at times, and so is mountain biking. But it's just super different because you're with your team for mountain biking and gymnastics. You're super, just, how would I explain this?
By yourself?
No. Oh, God.
Even though it's a team sport, it's still very, oh, gosh, individually driven.
Yeah.
The pressure is really on you. And with high school league, you have the opportunity, of course, your individual results, but that also benefits the team as a whole.
Yeah.
Now, Bella, I really liked Sophia's description of what it's like to be on a team and the teamwork aspect. What are your feelings about how you've seen the Colorado League grow? Any feeling of racing as a pendant that you missed out? Or really, did you have a sense of teamwork with your friends from Boulder?
I definitely felt like I had a team, even though I was racing as an independent. I loved all my friends. I felt totally supported by Kate and the entire league to just, really push through and continue to be as strong of a rider as I could be as an independent. Of course, coming back after being out of high school for almost 3 years, I think, and seeing how big the league has gotten. And seeing that my old high school has a team, it really warmed my heart more than anything to be able to see that mountain biking is spreading more and coming into more kids' lives and having them become stronger people through the sport.
Now, obviously, your mom was very proud of Sophia yesterday. What was it like watching Sophia race as big sister?
I was super proud. I couldn't believe it. She came in so quickly. I didn't even have time to like take a picture of her like I really wanted to do. I was just screaming the entire time. And once she finished, I almost started to cry because I was just super proud of her. It was amazing.
Tamara, talking with the Olsen family, it's just incredible. I'm feeling such positive feelings as we're sitting here talking. You've got to be so proud of both of your daughters.
I am. I really am. To watch them grow as people and as athletes has been just such a joy for me. I'm just happy to be a part of their journey in this. I'm definitely the mom that's jumping up and down and screaming and running alongside them, whether they like it or not. That's me, and I'm just proud. I'm proud to be a part of it.
So, is this still a family sport? And that's to all of you.
You know, I have not ridden my bike as much as I used to. And after yesterday, I was seriously thinking, like, why have I not? It is so much fun. I was never a racer. I just did it for fun. And I would ride with the kids. And of course, it started out me waiting on them and then them waiting on me. But I would love to get back into it. I just really have not. And dad, he rides as well, for fun. We just love to be outdoors and we love to be together.
Bella, do you and Sophia get to ride together at all? I mean, with you away at college, that's, but you're not that far away.
Yeah, I'm not that far away. I came up for a couple weeks in the summer and I was able to ride with her over to mountain bike practice. And I love to help her work on her bike and just teach her more about the more mechanical side of it, technical sides, because that's where I'm strongest is downhill and technicals. So this season, I really want to work with her more on that stuff. And it's definitely a family sport in my mind.
Sophia, we've talked a lot about teamwork, but this really sounds like a great sport where you're able to bond with your sister.
Yeah, it is. 'Cause before I wasn't really into it as much as her, so I was just like, "Oh, it looks fun," but I wasn't really able to relate. But now I can relate to her. So yeah, it's brought us closer.
Anything you'd all would like to say in closing? Tamara, let's start with you.
I would just like to express my my love for the league, for mountain biking in general, and the community that we live in. I am super excited that Middle Park has a team now, and to be able to be there and be part of that, and the excitement of the parents and the kids. Yeah, just watching it all grow. It is like a dream come true, honestly. When Bella started, I tried to see if I could get something going, and I didn't have much luck. So, to see this actually happen, it really, really warms my heart. I love it. I'm excited.
Bella?
I can't believe how much the sport has grown. It is amazing, and I'm so thankful that Kate has continued to just power through everything and bring the state and together to race mountain bikes and to spread this amazing sport through younger generations and to have more people mountain biking. It's amazing. It's one of the best sports.
Sophia?
So at first, I was just doing biking to stay in shape for skiing, but now I realize that I'm doing it because it's just so much fun and it's now one of my favorite things to do. So I'm really happy I got into it.
Well, Tamara, Bella, Sophia Olson, thanks so much for joining this weekend. Colorado League Radio from the Colorado League Studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.